Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Beck, and today I will be reading He Calls You by Name, written by Susan Proctor. Let's pray. Awesome Father, I thank you so much for our time here today. I thank you that you are working deeply in each one of us, that you do indeed call us by name, and we just are in awe of you, Lord Jesus. I pray that the words of our mouths and the thoughts in our hearts would bring you glory and honor today. I pray that you would open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear what you have for each one of us through this encouraging word. We ask all these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our scripture verse today comes from the book of John in chapter 20, verse 17b. It says, "But go to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." A quote from Joanna Gaines that I really like is found in her The Magnolia Story, a book that she and Chip have written. Quote, "I came to think of God as more of a gracious friend who was accompanying me on this journey, a friend who wanted to carry my burdens and speak into my life and shape me into who I really was and who I would become." End quote. He calls you by name. Relationships are inescapable. God had the first relationship with himself. Genesis 1, verse 26 hints at the Trinity when God says, "Let us make man in our image." And being made in the image of God, we are made for relationship. Casually or intimately, we need each other. Our relational God wants to know us and to be known by us, speaking of himself as our Father, Daddy, and Friend. To get as close to us as possible, he became human and lived among us. Jesus was all about people. His ministry began by establishing an inner circle of companions, then expanded to serve anyone he encountered. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18 records a beautiful moment with his friend Mary. Mary had gone to the tomb of Jesus when she discovered his body was missing. The man she presumed to be the gardener asked her why she was crying. When she told him, he said, "Mary." I absolutely love how Jesus calls Mary by her name. He doesn't go through a roll call like I do with my children. He knows Mary's heart and understands why she is crying, yet he takes the time to hear her. As Jesus utters her name, she knows instantly who he is. Out of love and relief, she wants to cling to him, but he explains that his mission isn't complete. Jesus will be ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Jesus reiterates the purpose of his death on the cross and subsequent resurrection was to restore fellowship between God and his children, not only fellowship, but an intimate relationship as our Father and our God. God has relentlessly, sacrificially pursued us, and now we must pursue him. Jesus was an example of seeking his Father. Often we read in the Gospels that Jesus would go to a solitary place and pray. See Mark 1, verse 35. We must find time daily to deepen our relationship with God by praying. Sweet friend, God's heart for us isn't just to save us from our judgment, but to abide with us in a loving relationship. God yearns to be with us. He loves us more than we can imagine. See Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 18 for more on that. He desires for us to draw near to him. See James 4, verse 8. He wants to walk through the fire and the water with us. See Isaiah 43, verse 2. And he wants to rejoice with us. See Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Basically, he wants to be with us through the good, the bad, and the ugly. There are many benefits of having a genuine relationship with Jesus. First, we see Jesus is right there beside Mary as she is distraught over his body that is missing. Second, Jesus calls us by our name. He knows us. In fact, Isaiah 49 verse 16 says that we are inscribed on the palms of Jesus' hands. Third, Jesus' presence brings peace in the middle of uncertainty. Several times Jesus says, "Peace be with you," in John chapter 20. To be honest, right now in my life, I am grappling with a sick child. My oldest child has recently been diagnosed with an autonomic nervous system dysfunction. Almost daily, I go before the Lord looking for strength and courage to fight this crazy battle. Daily, God infuses me with his strength and fights my battles. Exodus 14:14 has more encouragement for you there. When Caleb's illness began, I was overwhelmed. I had no idea what to do next. In my prayer time, God gently reminded me that he has directed my path with each new doctor, new diagnosis, and new medicine. It is only because of my relationship with God that I have been able to wade through all of the medical chaos. Caleb isn't healed yet, but I do have the peace and courage to get through each day and make the most of every encounter with people. See Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16 to understand more of what I mean. Blessings and love, Susan. Some questions to ponder today are, what can you do to make your relationship with God more intimate? When my oldest son was 2, he would call me honey because his dad did. What are some nicknames that you call God? And why? For example, I call my God Abba because I never had a dad. A faith-filled idea to try at home is to seek to find out the names of those who serve you when you're out at the grocery store, a restaurant, or the bank. Memorize their names and use them when you see them. Look them in the eye and make sure they know that they matter. I was asking God for encouragement for you today before I read through Susan's devotional, and I felt as though I needed to say that if talking to God is difficult, perhaps because prayer is unfamiliar or because you cannot relate to God as a loving daddy, simply pray the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Do this several times per week. Maybe start this week. This model that Jesus himself framed for us teaches us to pray with intentionality. I'll show you. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In this prayer, Jesus beautifully models that first, we pray to the loving Savior who knows us intimately and who calls each of us by name, like an intimate friend. Praising God for who he is, we pray for his will to be done, for his kingdom to come, to set things right on earth as they are in heaven. Next, we humbly ask for his provision for our day, and we repent of any wrong thinking or wrongdoing and ask for his help to forgive those who have wounded us. Finally, we pray that we would not enter into temptation of any type and that we would stand firm against the schemes of the enemy through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together now. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you call each of us by name. I thank you that you know each of us intimately and you love each of us completely and perfectly. I pray for my sister in Christ who's listening right now. I pray that you would wrap her in a blanket of your peace and your love today. I pray that she would know that she is so precious to you and you know her name, you know her story, and you have fashioned her intentionally and purposefully for such a time as this, just like Esther in your word. I pray that you would give her the strength to endure every battle that she faces each day. I pray that you would give her the wisdom to guide her children into all truth. I pray that you would give her the words to speak life and love over her family and over everyone she encounters. I pray that you would help her to remember the names of the people that she encounters, not only in her church family and in her friendships, Lord Jesus, but also when she's at the grocery store, in the bank, and everywhere else that she goes. I pray that you would help her to remember people's names, and I pray that she would radiate your peace, your joy, and your love upon everyone she encounters for your glory, Lord Jesus. Be with her and teach her how to pray this week and every week in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thanks for listening today, friend. We love you and we are praying for you. Stay strong in His mighty power, Mama.